RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not big.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning, everyone. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live to another edition of Tee to Green here on WGR Sports Radio 550. We are live at Diamond Hawk Golf Course here in Cheektowaga on a little gloomy Saturday morning. We appreciate you being with us here as we are every week from 7 to 8 a.m. on Tee to Green. Brian Colesiel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, and we'll be joined by Fred Zillner from Diamond Hawk here in just a few moments. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. It might be gloomy, but they have Cammy Clooney here next week. I just saw that rolling through.
Wow. You're a poet. You don't even know it, Kev.
That's right.
Gloomy's a state of mind. Yes.
Yeah, man, you know, I'm supposed to play after the show at 8:40 tee time, and I'm not optimistic about it.
Well, it's just rain.
I know, but come on. I played Thursday, was 80 degrees out.
So your problem is you play too much golf. You get a little tired sometimes, Kev. So other players today, they're excited to get out.
When you play 36 holes a day, the inspiration to play in the rain the next day maybe isn't as high as it would be for others.
Is your caddy not available? Is that the problem today?
Hey, Kevin, here's a Jeff for our tip of the week later in the show. He's going to talk about the mentality of playing in the rain.
Great.
So it'll be perfect for you to get your spirits up.
Yeah, you need an attitude adjustment.
Listen, I have no problem playing in the rain when it matters.
Oh, here comes caveats. All right.
Yes. Jeff, good morning.
This is a handicap booster day for Kev.
That's maybe I should go play then.
Oh, boy. How are we doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's a little misty this morning, but it's warm. So, yeah, it's that grass is growing. Yeah, I'm going to have to get out my yard and cut. I imagine superintendents all over are hustling this morning to cut some grass now. It's starting to pop up and perk. Yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to our hour here at Diamond Hawk, our second visit of the season. And, Kevin, before we bring in Fred Zillner here, real quick on the PGA Tour, we get to see the Masters champion back in action this week, Rory McIlroy, playing in a team event. We're going to talk about that actually a little bit coming up here with Fred about team events and tournaments and formats. But
nice.
McIlroy on the Zurich Classic playing with Shane Lowry. We haven't gotten to see him play since he obviously had his emotional win at Augusta National.
Yeah, they're defending champions,
yep.
Right? So
best buds, too, right?
Yeah, they're good friends. And, you know, he could have easily... you know, not come, but, you know, it probably enjoys it. Like, this is the only, there's a lot of talk about team golf, right?
Yeah.
In the professional golf world because of LIV. So this is the only team event on the PGA Tour. Well, I shouldn't say the only one. They have the shootout in the December when it's LPGA, PGA Tour player. But this is the only team event. And really, it's kind of saved this tournament, I think. The Zurich Classic of New Orleans, it was... not well attended. It's kind of a tough spot in the schedule between the Masters and the PGA, and they went to this team format, and it's been a home run.
Well, don't you think it's fun for the players too? Like this
is almost
an off week. You go in, you're playing with a buddy. It's partner's better ball. Yeah, there's different format. You can there's a lot less pressure, and it's a fun week. Yeah, it's a week to relax and kick back a little.
Well,
bit.
Well, look at Matt Fitzpatrick gets his brother. To play, right? You know, and there's kind of some purpose. But they missed a cut this week, though, after performing well a couple years ago. But one of my favorite moments, I was there. I covered Bill and Jay Haas trying to make the cut. You know, Bill had his dad come and play and became the oldest player to make a cut in the PGA Tour.
Ah.
They made it on the number, and I got to interview them afterwards and the emotion of the family. And Bill, you know, talk about doing this with my dad and just what it meant. It was like here's a guy who's won the FedEx Cup in tournaments, and Jay Haas always accomplished in his career, and to see these guys in tears that they're able to do this as a father-son thing, like, it just reminds you what no matter where you are in life, status-wise, like there's still a father and a son, right? There's still that human element to it. So it was really cool.
We'll get to the PGA Tour leaderboard at the Zurich Classic. We'll tell you where Rory and Lowry are and who's in front and a little bit on that format coming up here shortly. LPGA report, Champions Tour report.
It's a major this week in the LPGA.
That's right.
By the way.
First one of the year there. And our Western New York PGA tip of the week with Jeff, as we just teased a little bit there. We are going to talk a little bit about what to do when playing in rain, both the mental aspect and the physical aspect. So we'll get to that here coming up through the course of the show. And if you didn't see what Josh Allen did this week, playing in an event
with those LIV guys,
with Mickelson and Rahm, he had some fun with it. So we'll tell you about that here with what he did to get Phil Mickelson, which was pretty funny. All right, let's bring in Fred Zillner here from Diamond Hawk. Fred, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us here again today. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, and since we were here last. What? We were here our second show of the year, March.
Early.
It was flurrying outside. A little different now. You guys obviously are in the swing. How's the first few weeks of golf season been going here?
It's been great. I mean, obviously Thursday was phenomenal. I mean, we were full. Yesterday, you know, with an iffy day, we still have a nice crowd. Nothing's holding them back because we started a little late, so everybody wants to play. You know, everybody's getting out and whatever the weather is.
I played here last Friday, guys, and it was in great shape as it always is, and it's an enjoyable and challenging round. The front nine here, man, it's so hard.
It is. It really is.
Like it's just like you try to get into the round, and this is what I like about it. Like you, that opening hole, it might be the toughest or one of the toughest opening holes in Western.
A lot of people say that.
I agree.
Number one is so tough.
Yeah.
How about the water? Like, I got 2.5 inches at my house earlier this week. How's the course doing? Is it really soft? Is there standing water?
Okay. It is soft now. There's some standing water. Again, a lot of our projects, you know, our superintendent Scott's done such a great job. You know, as I said last show, we're working on the bunkers. That was our big problem, standing water in the bunkers, because after a while they get sediment covered and it doesn't drain. Now we're ripping it out, putting AstroTurf underneath, sand back over it, and now they're perking out. pretty nice.
Yeah. And Scott's been here
since the beginning.
Since the beginning,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he built the course. Yes. At that time, I was building Harvest.
Okay.
And yeah. Scott came here.
Excellent. All right. Yeah. Well, that's an advantage to have somebody. He knows where.
He knows every inch of the place.
I was going to say, he knows where literally everything's buried.
Yeah. He knows where every wire is, every
you know, that's
drain.
Key, too. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if he didn't know that, someone would come here a little blind. I mean, everybody thinks it's just mowing grass. It's way more than that.
Sure.
Well, he probably has maps at this point, too.
And yeah, everything's mapped out.
Yeah. So some of the older facilities, there's no maps, and you're finding these things with metal detectors, and you're looking around for wires, and yeah, it can be confusing when you have an issue with something on your golf course. Yep.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they put toner wires throughout the golf mm-hmm. course. I had them do it at Harvest, so you can always find those wires.
Yeah, but that's a newer technology, though, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
You know, when you think about it, I mean, the courses we opened in 08, mm-hmm. and we're newer golf courses when you think about that.
Definitely.
Sure.
It's crazy. But I drive him crazy because, you know, we're always doing something new and the expansion. He's like, oh, I got wires here. I'm like, all right, well, we got to figure that out. Yeah.
Well, one of the things you got to figure out, this comes to the agronomy and the job that Scott has done, because we were just talking before, how was it? I'm like, hey, the greens are great. The greens are always great here. And it's not easy. These are large surfaces to take care of.
Yep.
And that should be noted. I mean, and I think that's what's part of the challenge. We're talking about number one. Like, you've got to know pin placements when you go out to play here because of, I mean, you could hit what you think is a great shot if you're
right.
not familiar with the pin and like, oh my God.
But it's also an inherent advantage because it's newer agronomy, newer right. turf grass, yep. newer green construction. Yeah, I mean, it's one of the newest, is it the newest golf course in Western New York?
I think it's one of them.
Yeah. And so you hit in that there's the turf grasses are all very constant because you had newer turf styles that you could plant in 2008 and they take over and you get some really. A monoculture on the greens because you have newer grasses and stuff like that. So in some ways, it's definitely an advantage.
Yeah, we have the new bent grass, which is actually disease tolerant, which came out of Rutgers.
Yeah, you use less chemicals, you lose yep. less water.
That's the whole idea, you know, because chemicals are the biggest expense,
yeah,
really. And then, you know, you're trying to be as nature conscious as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Zillner with us here from Diamond Hawk on Tee to Green, along with Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Evan DePasquale producing back in our Amherst studios, live here at Cheektowaga, Diamond Hawk for our second visit of the season. And we'll have some information again if you want to connect with Fred about an event or tee times coming up here in just a little bit. A little bit more on the golf course, Kevin, you mentioned the front nine being challenging. Fred, the front and the back are a little bit different for those that maybe aren't as familiar with the golf course. Can you maybe describe what you like or what's unique about the front and then how it differs up on the back?
Well, it's funny. The front, I definitely think the front is pretty challenging. You know, you go from a tough hole, number one, then you go to two, which is like a little bit of a breather, unless you're hitting the ball poorly, and then it can be disastrous.
That's a big if.
Yeah. Number three, you know, the first three holes, you go to the par three, and it's like, holy cow, that's a tough hole. And then you start going through. Yeah. To be honest with you, three got easier because we're near the airport, and there was a beautiful tree on the left-hand side that interfered with their radar, so they had to cut it down. Mm. So that changed it up. But that's, you know, the front side, you know, once you get past one, two, three, it's kind of eases up a little bit. But the backside, I think, I love the water. I like the way it looks, you know, around the ponds and everything else. And I think the backside is kind of not easy, but a bit of a breather compared to the front.
A little more open, yeah. I would say. It's a, well.
To a point.
To a point, yeah. So you get to 15, that's a little tighter tee ball. But I was going to say this about number five, which is, you know, for those watching on our stream, it's just right over here, the tee box off the clubhouse. It is one of the most... It's a three-shot par five, right, which I don't know anybody reaches it in two.
Right.
And so it's an old-fashioned par. It's an old-fashioned par five, mm-hmm. and there is the easy shot is the tee shot.
Yep.
I don't – like the layup, you've got to – like it's not an easy layup.
If you think you're going to hit it in the middle of the fairway, it's going to kick right.
Yeah, cambers yeah. to the right.
And then if you're not far enough,
it's going to camber left, right?
Correct.
Then I got to hook lie. That's the, you know, Colza, you might get a little further up there, but you're still going to have it to the right. And then the way that green is positioned, it's hard. I'm just complaining because I thought I hit a beautiful third and I caught the back left.
So I thought where that was going. Pin, you know, usually no, ends up just, there.
No, you hit a good drive and then you're like, okay, gosh, what club do I use to lay up here? Because it narrows and there's some trouble up there on the layup as far as positioning and where you want the golf ball.
And again, it's another compliment to Scott. You know, we take a look at, you know, as golfers, we love the beauty, the trees, everything around it. Okay, yeah. there used to be beautiful trees around number five, but the root system got into the green, and it really affected your putts and everything else. Scott said, "Let's get rid of it."
Oh yeah, I remember that tree.
And the green is much healthier since then.
Yeah, people don't understand that, do they? People love trees, so they're always, you know, I like trees. I have them all, but you can't have them. You don't see trees on turf farms.
That's right.
And trees, they suck moisture, they suck nutrients, they shade, they block air. So, you know, if you're at a country club or whatever and they're cutting down trees, they're usually cutting them down for a reason. It's not because they hate trees or don't like the leaves. Yeah, they're affecting the play in somehow.
Yeah, yeah. The root systems travel very far. Like, you may not realize a tree could be, I just know there was a tree at Lancaster that was like 15 yards from the green, but the root system.
Well, and they go into the bunkers.
Creep in there, yes.
Yeah, right. You just did your bunkers, yeah. And they'll creep into your bunkers and cause problems. They'll creep up through your greens over time.
And they'll creep into the drainage. We actually on 10, 2 years ago, we had a little bit of a program to get rid of some of the roots, and the roots actually went from the wetlands all the way back to the green. We probably pulled out 15 feet of root.
Wow.
And it just was slowing down all the drainage.
And the type of tree, you know, if you got certain pines have the roots run right across the top of the surface, so it creates other problems, willows and stuff like that.
Yep. You know, one of the nice things, too, about this play, we're talking about removing trees, but there's still enough, tree and nature here where you're pretty secluded on every hole.
Yeah, the buds are on all of them right now, too. Which is pretty. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. We did get hit hard by the ash borer. Was most clubs did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the epicenter was the airport. Yeah. So we got it.
Yeah, yeah, makes sense. Fred Zillner from Diamond Hawk with us here on Tee to Green, and Diamond Hawk also hosting many events and tournaments. So if you want to contact Fred to set up your next event for your work or your charity, your fundraiser, this is an outstanding place to do it. I know Kevin and I enjoy every year playing Danny Gare's Connect Life Tournament. We've done that many times here. He does a good job, but I know there's an event.
Are you inviting us again? Was that
That was me telling Danny, hey, don't forget to invite us this year.
No, it's always a fun time.
Yes. Fred, I know you have an event coming up on August 23rd, the Family Justice Center.
Yeah.
Kind of wanted to talk a little bit about here, you're excited for this year for this event.
It's going to be a fun day. It's kind of a ladies' day, I'm going to say. We're representing the Family Justice Center, which helps women and men that are abused in their relationships. But we also have the Women of Rock coming in right after. So we have 20 women from 20 different bands coming in to sing after. But the event is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a fun golf tournament out here to raise money for the Family Justice Center. And it's truly one of the pet projects that we have here at Diamond Hawk. We try to help different charities every year, you know, to raise some money, try to help their coffers raise up a little bit. You know, it's not just your cocktail party in the winter. We got some golf going in. It's a lot of fun.
Folks sign up for that tournament? Because I'm thinking of Dana and the
Lady Links.
The Lady Links. Yeah. I can see.
Well, I call my girls. I call them out, and they're actually going to be a part. They just want to know.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
They are a true force, and actually most of them, we have a women's Diamond Hawk League, and most of them are in our league on Wednesday nights, and they're just so fun. And God, that is one of the nicest things. I hate to segue. Sorry for segueing.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
But they are one of the most fun things happening to golf. Dana's done such a great job, and these girls come in, and they are a true force and a lot of fun.
I couldn't agree more. At Dojo, we do a ton of events. I know Dana well.
They love
your
place.
I tell every woman that walks through my door, and I teach a ton of women, just at least check them out online on Instagram. Their group is all about having fun golfing.
100%.
And that's it. And none of this, it's not super competitive. It's not, you know, it's not the Buffalo District Championship.
Nope.
It's not trying to hand out business cards. It's just have some fun. Let's go play golf. And they do a great job.
My wife's taking part in many of her events and is doing another one I know coming up. And you know, where's the sweatshirt?
Well, we did an event at the end of the year. We kind of put it together quick. It was called, they called it the white party because at the end of the summer, you know, you're not supposed to wear white. They said, the hell with that, we're wearing white. And it was a day kind of like this. Now, if we had a bunch of guys coming, half the crew would come. Okay, it was at the end of the night. It was a little rainy. It was a little, every girl showed up. And they all had a ball. I mean, and my bartenders, you know, go around and they said, these girls were a blast. They just, you know, they drank, they ate, and they really did.
They laughed.
Yes. They that's the whole thing about golf. It's fun. They make it fun. Yeah.
By the way, this is a little PSA for fellas out there, and this comes from the PGA Tour. If your age or waistline is above 36, don't wear white pants. That's just...
I like that. I like that.
Well, I've got a couple of those covered, so you won't ever see me wearing that.
Same.
Yeah.
Shane Lowry yesterday was wearing white. Him and Rory were blue and white.
They get dirty too fast, yeah. I'm digging in the woods too much.
He's definitely above 36 in the waistline.
For sure. Rory's probably at 26, but yes.
They have some fun formats too, though, ladies.
They do.
Yeah, they just they make it fun for golf.
But that tournament in particular is... where can folks sign up, or is it?
They can go to call the Family Justice Center or look it up online, and they'll start taking reservations now. Again, it's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, we just want to help fill that up if we can.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Well, yeah, Dana will get it filled. Yeah.
So speaking of formats, we mentioned this week that the PGA Tour event is a team event. McIlroy and Lowry are teaming up, and it alternates each day. First day is best ball. Second day is alternate shot, and then it goes that way again for three and four in that order. And Kevin, I know, you know, we know the Ryder Cup has some similar aspects to this too, which is part of the reason everybody likes the Ryder Cup too. It's a little bit of a different format, but you mentioned it's really, you know, this and only one other event on the PGA Tour where there's like a team aspect here. Fred's hosting so many tournaments here at Diamond Hog. So I was thinking here we could do a quick little around the table here on just some fun tournament formats to play that you've played in. I know a classic one, Fred, probably you, that most probably play here is just a four-man scramble, right? Kevin, I know you have played. I call you the king of tournaments in Western New York here. I know it's a label you are proud.
Okay.
Yes. It's good. You're outgrowing the game of golf. I appreciate it. Representing Tee to Green. So what are some formats you've played in a tournament that you like? Unique, whatever.
Well,
or both.
This one's unique, and we used to have this tournament that we called the Pavement Pan. And it was between Lancaster and Fox, and we do it on one day. We do 27 holes. We pared it down to 18 holes because it came a lot. But if you won, you were in charge of the format for the next year.
Yeah.
You might have known.
You've won a couple times.
First two, I won.
Weird.
Anyhow,
he didn't have to bring a trophy for the show today. Jeez.
It's a random draw. Random draw of partner. Right, it's a random draw of the partner. So Brian, you and I are teaming up. It's a random draw.
Right, you don't know.
A's in one pot, B's in the other. Boom, here you guys go. Well, a worst ball scramble for nine holes. And it's fun in a torturous kind of way. So you take the worst shot, and we deem the worst shot farthest from the hole. Okay, now if you hold out like on a second shot, that counted. Like you're not going to take away a hole out eagle. However, if we're both hitting approach to the green, Brian, you stick it to 2 feet and I'm 30 feet away, we got to take the 30 footer. We don't get to take the 2 footer.
Fun.
Yeah, it was torturous.
Fun.
So, for example, if you hit one in the penalty area, that way you had to take the penalty stroke and the worst shot. So. It's slow, though, I will say.
I was just going to say, pace of play can't be good
pace
with that.
Pace of play is not great with worst ball scramble.
What's the coolest one you guys get here?
Well, we do a superintendent's revenge tournament. So Scott gets to set up the course to torture us.
This is in the fall, imagine.
It's a fall, yes. Yeah. And some of the pin placements and some of the things that he does is quite torturous. On 14, obviously, if you guys have played here before, the bowl.
Oh yeah.
There's a bowl before he puts the pin on top, and it's I think we do a 4-putt max.
I was gonna say, what's the max on that?
4-putt max. But you know, he'll put a box over the hole. You got to come in from one angle or the other. He'll change. You know, he'll stick a pin one place, put the holes in the other. He just has a lot of fun with it, and it's really, we fill it up, and it's a great time.
It's fun. It's something fun.
Oh, yeah.
One of the better ideas we had before that worked well for people having outside events was putting a time limit on. So sometimes these rounds can get a little slow. So yeah. We said 4.5 hours. However many holes you played in 4.5 hours, that's we're going to take your best. And then you know when dinner is, and then you know what time you're going to start dinner, and you know what time you're going to get home, you know, if you have rain like that or something. Right. But it's a good way to get people through. How about a one club event? I've seen those.
Oh, those are cool.
And that's a good pace of play. You take one club. And you just go out and play 9 holes.
Well, so that would be a fun scramble, right? One club, so each player gets to bring one club. So one person brings a putter, the other one has a driver.
Yeah.
You grab a 7-iron and maybe a wedge.
I love that.
Right?
And everybody bring one club?
Yeah, so you'd all have to hit. Now, if you get a lefty in your group, you're kind of host. But, you know, so everybody hits the same driver. Everybody hits the same, you know, same putter.
Yeah, I think... One tournament that I mean I've played in a shamble before, which is interesting because
I like shambles.
I think for a change, and
so
I
explain a shamble. Some people don't know what a shamble is.
So shamble is I guess a modified version of a scramble where everyone hits their drive like you do in a scramble, and then you go up to whichever one you deem to be the best one, like you would in a scramble. But then from there, you play your own ball in from there.
Right.
And what I like about it is we've all at some point had that conversation of if I could just be in the fairway, like I would shoot par, you know, like what? Well, here's your chance to show because you're going to have a great drive to hit from. And now you can see individually, like if you were great off the tee, what would you shoot? You really get a chance to see it in that format.
It does give an advantage to someone who's paired with a long hitter like you versus a couple of short hitters. Yep. But it's usually handicapped. And so that's as remembrance, people, a handicap is not an average. It measures your potential.
Sure. The Scott's Chapman's a variation of that, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, where you hit, switch. Yeah, so you hit your driver, pick the best ball, and then you both hit, and then you switch and hit each other's ball. That's the format you're talking about.
So if you and I are playing, Jeff, we both hit tee balls.
We use mine.
We use yours, yes. Of course. Only because it's in the fairway. I was farther up, but in the rough.
Right. Kevin's 330 first cut.
Right. So, and anyway, so we both hit from your shot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where your second shot lands, I play that ball.
Correct.
And you play where my second
shot
lands. Until
the golf ball's been holed, yes.
Yeah, so I'm in the bunker playing my third year putting.
Whatever it works out, yeah. And then in the truest format of Scotch, or like whoever hold the putt, the next person hits the tee shot. But usually you'd go odd even holes or stuff
like
that before.
But that's alternate shot.
That's alternate shot, but I've seen it in that format also. Gotcha. Whoever makes the putt, the other person hits the tee shot.
The nice thing about
that wouldn't be the same format because you're both hitting drives.
But we're talking about all these things. The nice thing is, like, try it in your foursome. Try it in your, like, you know, we were talking about fun with the ladies earlier, like... Yeah, do something different, a little fun, right?
Yeah, everybody does in Nassau, you know, the front nine, back nine total. Right. We used to do 2-down automatics.
Well, so now you're getting into gambling, Jeff. Yeah. Well, you play in Bushwood.
We're playing for sticks of gum. So, we used to play 2-down automatics also, which was kind of fun. So once you got 2-down, it started another bet.
Oh, right? Wow. Well, I got a question for all you sitting here. This is my pet peeve.
Fred, we ask the questions on the show. No, go ahead.
So we talk about scramble. Mm-hmm. What drives me nuts is everybody comes in, and what do they want to play?
They say best ball.
Best ball.
But they're referring to a scramble.
You mean scramble. Right. Best ball is, you know, all four of us will be playing. Whoever holds out the best score is best ball. Scramble is everybody hits, you go to the best shot.
Right.
That's my only pet peeve that I get. Because we get 60 tournaments here a year.
And they all say they want to play best ball.
We want to play best ball. I said, okay, well, it's going to slow it down. No, we all hit. No, that's scramble.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just education. I mean, golf has kind of gone to, like,
it's
slang.
Well, I'd be better ball is what you want. Like, that's when foursomes playing, we play, or partners better ball.
And I will say this, that the Ryder Cup format wording doesn't help educate golfers because they don't say alternate shot and they don't say best ball, or they say foursomes. And four ball. So for a lot of people that are watching that aren't like hardcore rule guys or word guys, like they don't foursomes, four ball, they don't really know what they, it would be better if they just said
it's easy
alternate
to know,
shot and best ball. I know four ball means there's all four balls are in play.
Foursome means some of the people play some of the time. So it's an easy way to remember it. Yes.
Yet, you know, they still go with those terms, Brian, but they got rid of all square.
Yes.
Like, which,
to try to help people understand, right?
Yeah. Like, well, why don't you just make it all understandable?
But in
like
general, tennis. If you ask even guys that are regular golfers, you say, what's foursomes in the format?
They don't know.
They don't know. Yeah. But if you said alternate shot, 99 out of 100 know what that is.
Yes.
So I, you know, Shame on the Ryder Cup. Switch your wording in the Ryder Cup.
That's I don't know. I like the old English language and the old USGA language for all of it myself, but yes, right. I know.
Well, we'll do vocabulary tradition. Of the week. We'll add that to our
format. There you go. You go one way or the other. You stick with the old terminology, you just go all new.
True.
All right?
Yeah. It'd be like tennis changing their scoring. Yeah, we'll just go 4-3-2-1. Yeah.
Yes, love is zero. Got to remember that.
Yes.
Deuce is 40-40.
Yeah, people aren't as dumb as, like, you know, well... maybe. No, people could figure this out.
Yeah.
Fred, if people want to book an event and talk to you about, hey, what format should we play, how can they do it?
They can go on diamondhawkgolf.com. You can leave a message for us. Unfortunately, we're full this year. So
congratulations.
Give us a call for next year. You know, it's never too early to get set up for a tournament. We will actually sit down with you. We'll give you a timeline that you have to work from if you've never run a tournament before. We try to help you as much as possible. But, yeah, we're lucky enough to we do a 60-tournament max because we still want people to play the public. We want to be able to get out as much as possible. We do tournaments any day in the week. So, of course, the biggest days, obviously, the old style is Mondays, but Fridays and Saturdays now have gotten huge.
Yeah. Is it too early to order honey chipotle wings? Like, it just keeps coming up on the screen over there.
I can zip them up for you. No problem.
Ooh, man.
We have players today, I bet, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We probably have a semi-full tee sheet.
Yeah, it's not a bad day. It's just a little misty. It's warm enough, though.
Yeah, we're going to, again, we're going to be, I'm sure Scott will say cart path only after the rain last night.
You guys have nice cart paths all the way around, right?
That's the beauty. You know, I get so many people complaining, oh, it's cart path only, I walk. Well, you know what? 10 years ago, they wouldn't have let you have carts out.
Yeah,
you know, it's just for the preservation of the golf course. You like the condition that the golf course is in. That's why we're doing
You get you walk a lot when it's cart paths only, so sometimes it's better off to walk. But yeah, if not, play nine if you can't go 18. But yeah, you got to understand there's reasons for everything.
Is the band lineup on the website also?
The band lineup is on the website for sure. We have a lot of great bands. Last night we had Yacht Rock out here, which filled the whole place up.
Tonight there's a dance party I saw. The
bomb is the bomb. Yeah. We got Cammy Clooney coming in. We've got we have Cock Robin coming in for people that are over over 50 years old.
Why are you looking at Coz? You should be looking at me. Yeah.
I'm just smiling, Fred. I don't know who that is. We're going. I'm just kidding.
I just wanted to see if you knew who that was. But yeah, we have a lot. We do a lot. Obviously, dinners, our mainstay. We do a lot of barbecue. And look, if you want to, when it's a nice day, come on out, sit on a patio. You don't have to be a golfer.
It's awesome out there, the patio.
Yeah, and then the band shell out there, patio, inside here, the stage and everything. So
we've really tried to set it up to be comfortable. That's our key.
Did a good job.
I would agree. Yeah, if you want to see what our nice view is here of 9 Green, 5 Tee, look on our live stream. We're on X at T2G Buffalo. And Fred, thanks so much for having us as always.
Guys.
Thanks for your support of golf in Western New York. All the great events and, like you said, charities and making it fun. I mean, that's why we all are here.
Yeah, we're Buffalonians. We do the right thing all the time.
Yeah. So. Well said.
Thank you.
Thanks. Fred Zillner from Diamond Hawk. Again, diamondhawkgolf.com. If you want to contact Fred about an event for next year or information about the bands or the restaurant or if you just want to make a tee time, again, diamondhawkgolf.com. Okay, we'll take a time out here. When we come back, we'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week from Jeff. He's going to talk about playing in the rain, the mental side, the physical side. Going to get Kevin in a good spirit here to play his round here today.
Come on now.
So he's not so grouchy about it being rainy out here. We're going to get him fired up for some golf here.
It's the backup caddy. He's worried about his backup caddy.
Whether they're going to show up in the rain or not. Yeah. Well, when Kev tips a little more, he'll show up. That's right.
Good point.
DiamondHawkGolf.com. We'll be back with more. Tee to Green in a moment on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan, with 2 facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. We have created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Golf Dojo is open 7 days a week to the public and has a membership level that fits your game. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, discounted bay hours, and 2 locations with 1 membership. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, and your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo. Designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag, perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at customturf.com.
For 100 years, Lancaster Country Club has been about great golf, good times, and a welcoming community. Our championship course is among the best in Western New York, meticulously maintained, challenging for all skill levels, and ready for your next round. But golf is just the beginning. Whether it's a wedding, anniversary, or corporate event, our newly renovated clubhouse and banquet spaces set the stage for unforgettable moments. Membership opportunities are available. Be part of history at Lancaster Country Club. Visit lccny.com to learn more and schedule a tour today.
Hey, young golfers and parents in Western New York, are you ready to compete, improve your game, and have a blast on the course? The Western New York PGA Junior Tour is your gateway to elite junior golf in the region. Why join the Western New York PGA Junior Tour? Compete in professionally run tournaments at top courses. Improve your skills with PGA professional guidance. Connect with other junior golfers in a fun, competitive environment. Develop values like integrity, perseverance, and sportsmanship. Whether you're just starting out or looking to take your game to the next level, our tour offers divisions for all skill levels and ages. This is your chance to shine. Spots are filling fast. Don't miss out. Register today at WNYPGA.com and get ready to tee it up with the best juniors in Western New York. The road to greatness starts here. Sign up now.
Scorey Lawley is proud to support TD Green and the Western New York golf community. For over 50 years, we've been trusted to help families achieve financial independence. Visit ScoreyLawley.com or call 716-674-6700 to learn more. Securities offered through Cattery Grant & Company, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Scorey Wealth Advisor Group, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Scorey Wealth Advisor Group, LLC, Scorey Lawley Group, LLC, and Cattery Grant & Company, Inc. are separate entities.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Welcome back, Tee to Green, live here at Diamond Hawk Golf Course. We appreciate Fred Zillner joining us last segment. Again, diamondhawkgolf.com is the website if you want to make a tee time or contact Fred for information about a future event or get information on the restaurant or the bands, the Hawk, the bar and restaurant here where we are inside. You can check it out on our live stream on X at T2G Buffalo.
Should we just mention for those who are listening?
Yes.
If you're watching on X, and this, we were talking NFL draft.
We were.
In the break. See, that's what you get when you with us on X.
Yes, make sure you're following us on X there and on Instagram at TDG Buffalo. Yes, three defensive players for the Bills. Maybe we'll see some offense today. Although Brandon Bean said yesterday, he goes, at this point, he said if there's another defensive lineman or another guy in the secondary that they like, that they have high on their board, he said he's not going to be afraid to pull the trigger there. We saw last year in the AFC Championship how having depth in the defensive backfield or maybe a guy that can put pressure on the quarterback would have been rather helpful in that game.
Well, they've remade their defensive backfield this offseason to some degree, so I'm encouraged.
It's going to be interesting to see who lines up where at cornerback.
Yeah. No running back early enough here to give any sort of like signal to James Cook or anything about that.
You know what? There's one signal James Cook should tell to his brother. Hey, let my agent handle this.
Yeah, keep it hot. Yeah. Right? Not helping if you want to get traded.
Not helping the cause here.
No.
Yeah, that's, I mean, Brandon Bean's never paid a running back.
I don't think he's
never given him the second one.
Why would you? Like, James Cook is very good. He's very good.
He's very good. Ideally, I think the appropriate answer is, can you middle it? Can you keep him without breaking the bank?
We're going to find out next offseason.
Well, we will. Next year, because he's under contract.
Yeah.
This year he is under contract.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah. All right, let's get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. Hey, the folks at the Western New York PGA want to remind you, if your son or daughter is into playing golf and you want them to play competitive golf, junior tour events are starting. In fact, this is their second week. Last week they were at Orchard Park. This week they're at Midvale in Rochester. I'll be making the drive today. My son's playing in his first event of the season, but they've got 9-hole divisions, 18-hole divisions, different ages, boys, girls. It's a really good time, and if your son or daughter wants to play competitive golf, this is the spot to do it. And he might have to play it in a little mist and a little rain here today, Jeff. So,
So this tip's not for me.
I don't know. I don't think my 15-year-old boy is awake here at 7:37 a.m. on a Saturday. But he's always listening to TV.
I thought you had him up.
I do. I wake him up
in the stables, Brian.
He is.
He'll listen.
He's cooking
this
to me breakfast.
He'll listen
on the playback as we drive.
Yeah.
But Kevin is also playing this morning too. So let's give everybody a little bit of advice here about you're excited for your Saturday round. Maybe this is your only round of the week here, but there is some mist, there is some rain, so
it's not my only round of the week, Brian.
We know. Yeah. Let's start with the mental approach to this here. What should you do? You're going to go to the golf course. It's raining, it's misting, it may be raining. Like what should you do to maybe still be as excited to play and make it just as good as it always is?
Well, first of all, it's always been an outdoor game, right? So you're gonna be playing outdoors in poor weather, and that's part. To me, I always enjoyed that part of it. I didn't mind a 40-degree windy day, or I don't mind the rain. I always kind of considered myself a mutter. I do think, like, look at your son's situation. He's playing in a tournament today. I think attitude is a huge part of it, because you can bet half the kids that are going today are kind of miserable that they have to play in the rain and they da 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 da. Mm-hmm. So I always felt like I got half the field beat before I got to the first tee, because half the field's attitude was in the toilet. So if you keep a positive attitude, and then there's other things too, you know, little simple things, extra towels, extra gloves, wrap your glove under your umbrella so you switch gloves, you can keep a dry glove all the time, keep your towel under your umbrella. Just make sure you have things that are dry, and if you have a positive attitude, it might take a little bit longer because you're drying your grips. Grips got to be dry. So if you need new grips, you'll know when it's wet out there. So go to Woods to Wedges, get some new grips if you're going to be playing it all this season, because that makes a big, big difference. And being aware of what changes when you're out there on the golf course when it's wet. First of all, the ball's not going to roll as much. So you can use that to your advantage, too. You can use that when you're hitting into greens. The rough gets a little thicker, a little wetter. So you got to be a little more prepared to maybe lay up or put yourself in a good position. But then you have to realize, hey, maybe the green's softer so I can get this wedge a little closer without spinning it, or get it to stop where it may not be able to stop. And you may want to use a 3-wood or something off the tee, too, if you're, depending on your trajectory and your ball flight. You just get the ball out there in the fairway, let it'll stop where it lands, because it'll come with a little steeper trajectory down into the fairway. But, you know, being aware, if you get water between the club face and the ball, that's when you catch like a flyer. So if you're in that first cut, a lot of times if you come in on the shell, you'll squeeze a little bit of water between the club face and the ball, and that ball will come out shooting with no spin, and it'll end up long. So learning to identify a flyer, any chance you can get where water is going to get between the, just water between the club face and the ball, you'll notice the ball come out with a lot less. That's why there's grooves. So today's an extra day especially where if you don't clean your clubs regularly, you want to make sure your grooves are clean between shots or before you hit a shot. One little thing I always did is, you know, you'd be taking your practice swings, getting ready to hit, you get the face a little wet. I always rub the face of the golf club on my calf of my pant leg too, just to dry it off a smidge before I hit at my actual shot. So anything I could do to keep dry, wear good gear. You know, if you're going to be a golfer, you're going to need rain gear, whatever. You're going to need a rain hat, you know, keeping warm, you know, keeping nice, good pants, good rain jacket that you can move in. And it really can be an enjoyable day, you know, if you don't mind, you know, you're out in the rain for other things. You go to a Bills game, you'd never complain about it. So why would you complain about it on a day like this when it's 50, kind of nice and just misty?
Your calf towel never took off, that invention.
Right? Wrap it around my calf.
The calf towel?
Yeah. It's up there with ARF. Yeah,
where do you think, what do you think of the rain gloves? You know, the ones where you got to get them wet.
You know, I've never liked a glove on my right hand. So I never liked those gloves. I didn't, I know people do like them because it does provide extra grip, and it does actually work. If you're in a deluge and then you're a day where it's impossible to keep your hands and your grips dry, then that's a great way to go. But on a day like this, I just try to keep my right hand dry and take my glove off between shots so I can keep my glove dry and keep my grips dry. But that's a personal preference. Some people can play with two gloves. I could never play with a glove on my right hand, even if it was cold.
I take my glove off after every shot now, and it annoys me that I do it.
In the rain or all the time?
All the time.
Is this something you saw from the TV?
Well,
or something?
No, it's something from, like, sweat, right?
Oh, okay.
You know, so, and now it's just habit.
I do it, too. I think it's a habit. But I think a lot of it is that my hand's sweating and I want to just keep it cooler a little.
Oh, I only take it off when I'm putting, which is and you don't even need to take it off when you're putting.
No.
It doesn't. It's just a habit.
Didn't Jack wear it?
Jack wore his glove.
Jack Nicklaus wore his glove.
Yeah, and he was a pretty good putter.
He was okay.
Yeah, and the gloves weren't as nice back then either. But yeah, have some extra gloves. And then the other things too, the other wet condition things. So you want to make sure you get clean contact because the turf is going to be, so you're going to come in a little shallower, maybe choke up a little bit, maybe take an extra club. Make sure you maintain your rhythm and balance and focus on clean contact and minimizing your mistakes on a day like this, because in the rough, like, it gets a little sticky, it gets a little wet, it's a lot harder to get out of. Just, you know, be prepared for it, and, you know, if you enjoy the grind of the round, then you'll have a great day. You'll have fun days like this if you're just trying to save every shot you can all the way around the golf course.
Are you allowed to caddy for him?
Not in the Western PGA Junior Tour.
I was going to say, because, you know, you should be manning the umbrella, making sure of all this.
No, your caddy does that for you.
Oh, they can't absolutely. Have that.
One, and I actually, you know,
there would be obviously a piece of me that would really enjoy it because I get to converse and talk golf with him, which is what we love to do. But I also think if I take a step back, I understand why it's not. I also think it's good that the kids are making their own decisions. So I know for Western Europe PGA Junior events, we like I'll be walking and I'll, you know, we stay on the car path or, you know, down the side there and walk and we can give encouragement like, hey, good shot there. Or, hey, come on, you got this kind of thing. But we're not allowed to give any sort of golf strategy, which I think is good. Like, let the kids really learn kind of sometimes of what is, you know, and then afterwards you can maybe reflect a little here and there.
Yeah, I never liked when you'd watch kids play and their parents were watching and the parents were giving them hand signals or after every shot, the kid's looking back at the parent to see if I did the right thing. You know, let them play, and it's, you know, you can't be this helicopter parent with golf because it doesn't work. It actually makes the game less fun for the kids sometimes. Let them go out and be creative. Let them make their own mistakes and learn from it after the round. There's, you know, you're going to make mistakes. Golf's a game of mistakes.
Yeah.
So just let them go and have fun, and don't micromanage everything your kid's doing when he's out there. It's the worst way for a kid to get good, and it takes the fun out of it for the kid instead of chatting with the other kids and, you know, what school do you go to, and hey, you from Rochester, how cool, you get to play here.
There's
all the time.
There's plenty of time to yell at your kid on the drive home.
Yeah, you have teenagers, that's right, yes.
Obviously, I'm kidding. God.
Yeah. Right, I think that's a good, Kevin, for you're a hockey travel parent. Oh. You've seen it. I think that's, you know, not that we're sitting here on a soapbox, but I think this is a good way to wrap this up here.
We may have a team meeting later today.
I know. This might extend on the stream during the break, but in general, whether it's golf or travel hockey or whatever, in general, my observation is for someone that coaches two high school sports as well and also that has a son that plays three sports in school, parents talk too much during all of athletic contests. I think we should all take a breath and take a step back. There's a difference between being supportive and being instructive, maybe.
That parent.
Being that parent.
I've been guilty of it.
Right. I'm not saying I'm perfect either, but I feel like we all need to do a better job of it, don't you think?
Oh, 1,000%. Yes. Yeah, I've been guilty of it. The only time I'd yell would be like, and I could tell, like, not putting the effort in.
Right? Well, that's
all
what
I
drives
care
parents.
About is
yeah.
the effort. Yes. Like, you get beat, you get beat.
Right.
Like, but if you, you know, you can tell when your kid's not putting the effort in, right?
I've seen it with kids. Yes. And then and on a day like this, this is why I talk about having that proper attitude. So you'll see kids, they'll start playing bad, and they basically give up or quit trying.
Yeah.
And they go, and they're just trying to get through the round. Well, that's no. I'm going to fight. I'd rather shoot 79 than 80 or 82 than 83. So I'm going to grind out every shot. And if they have that attitude, if you can you get them going on that, they're not. It's not going to happen. Everybody's quit on a shot. Everybody's given up when they're frustrated at some point. But during tournaments, you're posting your score on the board. Yeah. You can't.
Don't waste your time.
Nope. DiamondHawkGolf.com if you want to make a tee time here or contact Fred Zillner as we are broadcasting live here today on Tee to Green on WGR. All right, when we come back, we'll whip around the professional tours, PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, Champions Tour Port, and also if you didn't see what Josh Allen's prank was this week on the golf course, we'll have that. Good stuff there from the Bills quarterback. That's all coming up here live from Diamond Hawk Golf Course here in Cheektowaga with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. Evan DePasquale back in Raymer Studios. This is Tee to Green live at Diamond Hawk on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home club, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Looking for a unique spot for your next meal? The Pendleton Creek Pub in North Tonawanda is an inviting, relaxed bar and pub. It's the perfect spot for you, your friends, and your family. The Pendleton Creek Pub is open to the public. It has the best pub cuisine, plus weekly dinner specials, live music, and weekend breakfast that'll have you craving more. Have a celebration you're ready to plan? The Pendleton Creek Pub patio and cabin offer one-of-a-kind settings that make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. Don't wait, as they have just a few prime summer weeks left. Current golf membership is full for 2025, but if you're interested in joining them in the future, give them a call to be placed on their waiting list. Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Pub. Come in and check it out in person at 4385 Tonawanda Creek Road, or visit them online at pendletoncreek.com.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lab center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
The 66th edition of the Porter Cup is back this summer at Niagara Falls Country Club, and it will once again be a combined men's and women's event. The Porter Cup has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. The event will be held on July 16th through the 19th. Spectators are welcome, and the event is free to attend. For more information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit portercup.com. And for more information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at niagarafallscc.com.
Welcome West New York golfers from Glen Oak Golf Club to another season with our great friends from Tee to Green. Here at Glen Oak, we're excited to get you started on your newest golf goals, whether they are testing the latest club technology with our TrackMan launch monitor, tuning yourself up with instruction and coaching from our PGA golf professionals, or just having a memorable experience with your friends and family. Please come and test yourself on our challenging Robert Trent Jones Sr. signature layout, West New York's most played golf course. Go to glenoak.com to book now, and let's make some birdies and memories together.
Looking for the perfect place to call your golf home this season? Tri-County Country Club is ready to become your golf home in 2025. Located just into Chautauqua County, Tri-County Country Club is just a 40-minute drive from Buffalo and has membership options and affordable rates that will fit your needs. No initiation, no wait list, pristine golf conditions on a course known for its rolling fairways, undulating greens, and beautiful natural scenery. Check out their membership information at tricountycountryclub.com. Also, there's more reason than ever to join today, as a brand new clubhouse is almost complete and will be a great place for your post-round meal and fun. So head to TriCountyCountryClub.com or contact GM and PGA Pro Dan Redding and see why Tri-County Country Club is ready for you to be a new member today.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
Welcome back. Diamond Hawk Golf Course here. Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. As we get you now our look around the PGA Tour leaderboard, as we go ahead and look what's happening here. As I'm going to get my phone all of a sudden.
Oh, wait a second.
I just yelled at everybody for getting the leaderboard ready, and my phone froze on me.
Those on X saw the scolding moment from
I said, get your leaderboard ready.
Papa Brian, you want to do the LPGA? I can do it right now while you're getting that all together.
The Zurich Classic of New Orleans here, TPC Louisiana. Look at this. It's buffering. Go ahead. Let's get the LPGA here.
The LPGA leaderboard is brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes, and the Chevron Championship is at the Woodlands, Texas. This is a major Nelly Korda defending champion. She just made the cut.
74-68 or something?
On the number. Yep. But the leaders, Yan Liu, 7 under par through those two rounds. And then there is a host of players tied for second. Lindy Duncan, Sarah Schmelzel, Miles Saigo, and Hyju Kim are all 6 under par, 1 shot back.
And the Champions Tour Report is brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, your hometown premium golf apparel company. Find us in your local pro shop or online at donaldross.com. And this week's event is the Mitsubishi Electric Classic at TPC Sugarloaf. And look at this leaderboard. Jerry Kelly at 10 under, Ernie Els at 7, Vijay Singh at 6, Bernhard Langer and Retief Goosen at 5 under.
All right, now we go back to the Zurich Classic and the PGA Tour leaderboard. I finally don't have my phone bothering me. Okay. Isaiah Salinda and Kevin Velo, two rookies, Kevin, I think.
Yes.
They're leading the team event. The best ball day, they shot 58. The alternate shot yesterday, 69. They're at 17 under par.
That's not a net 58.
That's correct. Andrew Novak and Ben Griffin are one shot back at 16 under. Novak, Kevin, had that heartbreaking loss in the playoff last week to Justin Thomas at the Heritage.
That putt on the 72nd hole, that was nerves, right?
Yes.
Because it didn't have any chance of going in.
Yeah.
And then in the playoff, when he missed in the playoff, I was watching with my son. I go, Thomas makes this because he's a killer. He knows how to finish it off.
And we mentioned Lowry and McIlroy, the defending champions. Rory playing in his first event since winning the Masters and the Grand Slam. They are tied for 16th. 11 under, so they are 6 off of the lead. Again, a team event. Today, it goes back to best ball format. They all play their own
better ball.
Best
ball. This is best ball. It's a four ball.
Four ball, yes.
I'd like to see Novak and Griffin win this. I think that would be
It'd be a great bounce back story for Novak, too.
Nice story for golf, yep. For sure.
I agree.
Both of these. But Griffin had to have laser surgery. He had holes in his retina. So you'll see him out there. He wearing the California Highway Patrol sunglasses, right? Mm-hmm. He has to wear them for his vision. So he had put off the surgery because he had been performing well. He was in some signature events, so he had to put it off a few months a year ago. So,
all right, I got one shout out here from my home club here, Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Ed Hiller, who was actually watching us eat breakfast 2 weeks ago at Pendleton. He listens to the show.
All right, Ed.
Ed made his first ever hole in one this week.
Oh, congrats.
On the 10th hole at Pendleton Creek.
Congratulations. So, that's cool.
Did he buy you a round? Were you not, there that day?
I was not there that day.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's cool. Hole in one's always a monumental.
And your first one is even bigger.
I'm still waiting.
So,
me too.
The three of us, how many combined?
Zero. Oh, geez, right?
Unbelievable. When is it going to happen? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Positive.
I've done everything but hole in one.
Man.
Yeah, pop out. Like, I mean, oh, gosh. Yeah.
It's going to happen for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Before we finish up here from Diamond Hawk, let's talk a little bit. It's draft day. Bills will be on people's mind. Well, how about Josh Allen? He's always up to something. And, well, he played a little prank on Phil Mickelson and YouTube golf influencer Grant Horvat. Allen was playing with Jon Rahm. They were playing in a 2v2 kind of thing. Did it for YouTube. And Allen, who kind of was nudged a little by Jon Rahm to do this, took Mickelson and Horvat's rangefinder, which was it was stuck on the magnet on the side of the cart. He takes the rangefinder, changes it to meters while they're not looking.
So he cheated, is what you're saying.
Well,
in the match,
he changed it to meters. You make your decision.
He thought he was
from
helping
there.
Him out.
That's right.
And very European.
Then Mickelson shoots it, and he said, you know, whatever the distance was, and Horvat hit and was a little short, came up in the bunker. Mickelson hit, came up short again. Rahm's like, oh, that looks short. Allen's, you know, trying to hold in him laughing or whatever. And Mickelson can tell, like, what happened there? Like, you know, and then they figured it out that he changed it to meters. And Allen the whole time is kind of whispering with Rahm, like, how long is it going to take for them to figure it out? I guess it lasted maybe a hole and a half or so.
All right, so let me ask you this question. I didn't see this. So.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I thought it was funny.
By the way, if you want to see the video of them talking and doing it, I just tweeted it out at Brian WGR, the story there, and the video of Allen playing this prank on Mickelson.
How did he get access to both? Like,
they were on the cart. They magnetized and they stick on the cart.
Where were Mickelson and Horvat? Were
not
they
looking?
I don't know. I mean, okay. Well on the video,
question.
The video shows it. So we can watch it after here. We can watch afterwards. But
right.
At some point, he grabbed it, did a quick switch to meters, and they didn't notice.
It's a match play trick. Yeah.
It's a match play trick.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it's a good
so,
prank.
So, by the way, Mickelson was
what was on the line?
Was not upset. Mickelson was not upset because he says, like, he's up for the good prank on the golf course here and there. So he was like, all right, Josh, well played kind of thing, you know. So
that's how it's going to be today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it's going to be. Yeah. That's a fun way to start around, though, yeah.
Well, by the way, they're using the...
Oh, yeah, they used the rangefinders at the RBC Heritage last week. Are they using it again this week?
I don't know. I think so. I don't think
that's
it speeds
a tour.
Up.
That's a tour thing.
I don't think
so.
It speeds up anything. Right. I really don't.
And the PGA Championship, they do use it. They used it at Oak Hill, actually, for that. I think that was the first year they used it, and they've been using it since.
Plus, it's not going to speed up anything because it's team format. You got four golfers in the group.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not going to speed up anything.
Well, I guess my argument would be then, since it's had such a, if you think, a little impact, then I'm fine with just keeping it open then.
Yeah. So,
if they want to use it as a double check to save time, or, again, we've all said it, maybe that instance where you are on the other fairway or you are in a spot where maybe you have less the ability, you don't have to walk 100 yards to get to a marker, like you can shoot it and that'll help.
It's not proprietary information.
No,
right.
No, so, it's not advice. So
no,
it can
it's
be,
not advice.
Yeah. It's that's any yardage sheets that can be shared.
And Kevin, you always say PGA Tour golfers care just as much, if not more, about the number to cover the front edge
they
of the green.
They don't hit it the flag
than the pin number.
Yeah,
right?
They hit it. Yeah. Their lines the flag, but they're hitting at a spot or a distance. They want to cover a bunker. They want to know cover number. They want front of the green, cover a bunker. What's the back of the green?
And side sometimes,
yeah,
too.
And side. Yeah, so, that's what they want to know.
Yeah, so the laser's almost, it's of less use to a tour player than it is. It confirms.
Yes.
It'll confirm things or maybe what's this tree.
They'd shoot and be like, hey, flag's 163. The cover here's 142, so we want to hit it about 153.
Yeah, because they'll know the yardage from the front to the, that'll be all on their pitch.
All depends, too. Hey, you know what, you're going to get spin off of this, or hey, we're in the rough, no spin, like.
Yep.
Yep.
It doesn't hurt anything. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's. Fine, let him go.
Yeah, I'm a traditionalist in every sense of the word for the game. I love the traditions, but I don't have a problem with that. I think it's smart.
Yep, I agree. All right, that'll wrap up things here as we're out of time here on Tee to Green. Thanks to Fred Zillner, everybody here at Diamond Hawk. Again, diamondhawkgolf.com if you want to make a tee time reservation or contact Fred about the event or the bands or the restaurant events. You can check it out there. We are excited. We are going to Clover Bank Country Club next week. We haven't been there in a few years. We're excited to be back, so we'll be in Hamburg next week at Clover Bank doing our show. Kevin, thank you.
All right, boys.
Jeff, thank you.
Good luck to your son
today.
Thank you.
It was fun. Appreciate it. Thank you. Good luck playing today as well. Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, M&D Pasquale back in our studios. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Make sure you're following us on our social media pages on Instagram and on X at T2G Buffalo. And we'll talk to you next week right here on Tee to Green on WGR.
You've been listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2G Buffalo.
Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience that you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences, all while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. There are so many ways to enjoy being a member with their incredible indoor-outdoor patio and their addition of their new simulators. For more information or a tour, call Roland at 716-433-5969, extension 103. One round at Lockport Town and Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town and Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
Pita Gourmet, Western New York's premier fast casual Mediterranean dining experience. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering with six convenient locations. Signature pita wraps and pita pockets opens with a rice or salad base. Something for every age, including our kids box. The originator of the Greek fries. We pride ourselves in our unique menu offerings. All our items completely customizable and made with the highest quality products. Stop in and see for yourself. You'll be in and out in minutes.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Not all video is created equal. Sure, your phone can shoot video, but does it capture your brand story with the quality and impact it deserves? For 20 years, David Collins Productions has helped hundreds of Western New York companies stand out with high-caliber video content that drives results. From manufacturing to medical, retail to real estate, we know what works. It's time to take your video marketing up a notch. Let's make something powerful together. David Collins Productions. Video that means business. Visit us at davidcollinsproductions.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again.
In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.